This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. We got a full five for you today. Welcome in hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Still one of the most surreal days. It's a football Friday unlike any other here in the nation. I got to admit, I would have thought most people would not like this trade, but it seems the other way. Let's talk about it. General at your service. If you see me, bear me. N.A., of course, there's Broadus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champ, Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here, 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go five flawless. Woolchuck and Shia follow in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Ready for a big college football Saturday. Along with you, we are the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. What do you guys think about the reaction? Are you surprised?
Of the fans?
Yeah.
I was a little bit. And, you know, I always like to kind of try and get the pulse. And, you know, the comment section, a lot of people were going in and saying, nah, man, you're wrong about this. Nah, you're wrong about that. And, you know, no, we're okay. We'll be fine, you know, and the picks, Micah, this and that and the other. And you guys were telling us this. And, you know, and so you kind of get an idea of what, you know, what everybody's thinking. But for the most part, it was like, hey, we're moving on. You know, good for Micah. Never did this, never did that. You know, and I'm like, and I was, to be honest with you, I was surprised of how many people, and I want to say it was more like a 60-40 for, hey, everything's going to be good. You know, and I was surprised about that.
I think I'd go higher. And I wonder why. Why? You know, what's the main reason?
I think the moment fans really started to turn on Micah was when he had Jordan Love on the podcast after that Green Bay loss at AT&T Stadium. And it's like, dude, they just went, got the 2 seed. He had a 16-game, whatever it was, home winning streak. We talked about it at the time. It seemed like this is your best chance that you've had during this drought to finally make it back to the conference title game. You've got 2 home games if you win, and then it's okay. We'll play San Francisco, whoever ends up making it. But when you have Jordan Love and you're chumming it up and joking around 2 weeks after they just kicked your ass and urinated all over the star at AT&T Stadium, it was like, come on, man. You're fraternizing with the enemy over there. Like, we're still not over it. You clearly look like you are. How much do you care?
Yeah, it's a great point. That was extremely frustrating. And then I think a lot of people are pointing to the small sample size of the postseason and how he hasn't been a total game wrecker in those games. And then you couple the fact that he's pouting and requesting a trade and saying, I don't want to be a Cowboy. All of those things end up irking a fan base.
Yeah, I think all of his biggest games have come week 8 or earlier. I was looking into that last night and this morning. I think the lack of edge setting is a real thing. Although he's a productive run defender, he's better than average at it. I guess he's not a complete edge. The podcast is there. The big games are there. You know, what would be your answer, Brian, on why fans,
are you know, happy. It looks like I was wondering if they believe in the Cowboys team building philosophy changing. That's to me is why I'm like, okay, cool. You know, and instead of paying your own guys and locking in, I think this might represent a philosophical shift of how we're going to get after it. And they just have never built a physical defense that was tough up the middle. So I hope this is the first sign that Schottenheimer has convinced the Joneses, guys, what you've been doing for the last 15 years is not what is going to win today. What's going to win today? You really need to be able to stop the run. Yeah. And I just haven't seen the Cowboys care about that in my decade and a half covering them, Brian.
Yeah, I think that the biggest issue, though, with the whole thing, you know, I think with when you start to talk about the defense, and the Cowboys made such a big point about the emphasis of playing better run defense, you know, and this should have been something that was even done before this whole Micah Parsons thing went down.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
You had a whole off season to, if you were this concerned about the run defense, make a separate trade for a defensive tackle. If obviously Kenny Clark was on the market, could you have made a call for Kenny Clark? Were the Packers interested? But could you have made other calls? There could have been other things that you could have done. You're making us feel like that this Kenny Clark, as part of this trade, is going to fix your run defense.
Yeah, that was gaslighting.
Kenny Clark's a good player. There's going to be pressure on him to help with the run defense, and he's capable of doing that. Absolutely. Guy played hurt last year and, towards the end of the season, from what I understand. But it's one of those things where I think with this is the questions that I have. And I think that I would have stood up in the meeting if they said it was unanimous.
Yeah.
This is where I would have stood up in the meeting and I would have said differently. Or I would have asked this question. I would have been the one guy that would have been like, well, okay, why? Why are we doing this? Because if we have this much confidence in our offense, and I'm saying as an organization, maybe the media doesn't have any confidence, but the obviously the front office does. They're looking at the thing with George Pickens and Lamb and Ferguson and Dak and all that. But they go out and draft offensive linemen, got a couple of young guys that are going to have to play. But they seem to have really a lot of confidence in what their offense potential could do with Schottenheimer calling plays. If, in fact, your offense is successful, you're going to put teams in run situations, pass situations.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a team that's scoring points and you're putting it happened, in 2016, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, you're putting teams in bad spots where they're having to chase points against you. You naturally take teams out of the run. What's the answer going to be if, in fact, your offense is good and you have no answer for how to create pressure to end games? You've taken that option away from you. So I was getting encouraged by Diggs coming back. Good news. Micah being a part of this. Good. That could have been really good news. But to now, I have questions that if their offense is really good and teams are chasing points, they automatically don't run the ball on you anymore. They're going to start to throw. And are you capable of generating enough pressure and sacks in order to keep people from beating you by just giving up on a player that probably could do that for you in games?
Nowhere close to where you were with Micah Parsons, that's for sure. When it comes to pressure, you're going to have to hope that maybe you can be average. I'll take your point. Like, Kenny Clark does not fix your defense. This trade doesn't make them a balanced defense all of a sudden. But if you would pay Micah after the draft they just had, where they take more pass defense players in Revel and Ezeraku, and how bad Mozzie Smith has played, mm-hmm. you're looking at no money again to make your run defense physical and good next year. So then you'd have to spend all your draft resources in a year where you probably need wide receiver two and running back, and you might need another offensive lineman depending on how these guys play this year.
I would, if it was me, I earmark these picks, potentially the extra picks, to getting the quarterback. That's the first thing I think of.
I'm with you 100%. These next two quarterback
if you really want to free up some money, think about that one. You're going to have to probably bite the bullet initially, but if you want to going forward, this is the opportunity for them. They have got to potentially use one of these two extra picks to address the quarterback situation, and if the quarterback situation is if all of a sudden you have another injury, or the level of play is not where it needs to be.
But that's another thing that I guess they opened up, right? Because they're projecting.
Oh, they gave themselves options.
Yeah, with the cap space, they've got the second most projected cap space in the league going into next year. So you now have the ability, if something happens with Dak, you can kind of eat that quarterback contract if you need to, and then go draft your guy.
What'd you think about the video posted of Micah celebrating last night with his mom? It was kind of cool in a way. Like, I think every son wants to have that moment, but I think, you know, a lot of Cowboys fans were watching that and felt like he was celebrating the fact he was leaving Dallas.
I was happy for him. Yeah. I mean, you know, and now it's his mom doesn't have to work again. It's like all of our dreams growing up. If you love your mom, right? It's like my mom doesn't have to work. She can retire. I've taken care of you, mom. So I didn't think of it as like a negative, you know, he's dancing on the cat. He got what he deserved, and that was his money.
Well, the flip side of that, I heard the Cowboys front office was celebrating themselves last night. So I guess they were, you know, they've got a plan, and they felt like they executed it, and they've moved on. Micah's moved on, and you know, here we go.
I mean, just looking at it objectively, like taking away the emotion and who the player is, if you do well with that $40 million that you were going to pay to Micah Parsons, like let's say you find a collection of players that impacts winning more and you get the two first round picks, I think it's genius, you know, and it's not very often that multiple picks are getting traded for players that are as good as what they were, or the team that ultimately made that trade is happy that they did it.
Yeah, I think you got to take this money and start worrying about getting, like, I don't know about Bland, but I would try and get Smith done, and I would do something with the kicker. You know, I would try and maybe knock those two out. I know it sounds crazy. That kicker is a weapon for you right now, and that kicker money is only going up. So
that'd be a kick in the junk if all you get is, you know, re-signing your own players.
Well, no, I'm just saying, though, I would start with an all-pro player is what I would do. That left guard is what I would try and do. I'd try and get him done. But yeah, you know, let's see how this all plays out. If they have the money, and they obviously they'll have some, but I would try and get that's the one guy that, to me, I know on our show here you talk about offensive line play all the time and how important it is for the quarterback. You know, I'm trying to help you here. You know, I'm trying to get you a guy that's a Pro Bowl, All Pro type player.
Gotta
that's
have
young.
Yeah.
So it, you know, I would start there, and if it turns into going out and grabbing some other things, I'm not against that at all.
What about the idea of maybe taking those ones that you got and almost immediately turning around and trading them before the trade deadline to fix holes in this team? I mean, it'd be fun to see what you could get.
You're not going to be very good. I don't think you're going to be very good anyway. I think this is a year where you go, we talk about what, 9-10 wins at the most. Now without Micah, maybe that's one or two more losses right there. I don't know I just do all I can to get what young players I have, get Ezra Rocco going the right way, make sure Booker's going the right way. This to me is a season where if I'm going to fix in holes, I'm going to do it at a later date. I'm not doing it now for probably a 7 or 8 win team.
Yeah, agreed. And that's what's funny about him trying to spin it like, oh, this makes our team better right now.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
It really does not. And you know, and like I say, you were a team, and this is the argument, not the argument, this is what people were pointing out to me in the comments last night. They're like, hey, Broadus, but this guy on the team, you still weren't making the playoffs. You were still losing games. I mean, they're talking about like last year, you know?
Yeah.
They were bringing up the fact that, you know, you guys act like that Mike is this great player. Well, he is a great player, but, you know, but people are saying their argument is he's not helping you right now. You know, you're not getting in the playoffs. You're not winning Super Bowls. You're not doing all these things. Now they're pointing that out, that like at $40 million, is he going to do the same thing?
And that's what I like about the Cowboys' decision here is they acknowledge that. And instead of saying, let's keep spending money on something where we know what the result is going to be, but at least we can have fans happy and excited that Micah Parsons is on the team and that we're getting all these sacks and maybe we could finish 500. That's what they did in 2011, 12, and 13 when they were really a rebuilding team, but they had D-Ware and Romo and Dez, and it was exciting and it was engagement farming. Instead of doing that, they've said, well, if we're not going to win here over the next couple of years, why do we need to keep throwing money at it and continuing to put ourselves deeper and deeper into cap hell? And I think it's interesting because this same offseason, Green Bay has done that too, and Pittsburgh has done that too.
heritage franchises that could just engagement farm and take money from their fan bases for putting 500 products out there and never really going all in or doing big things to give yourself a chance at a Super Bowl because they're making so much money with those epic brands. But I don't think it's a coincidence. The Steelers, Packers, and now Cowboys have done remarkably different things from what their pattern of behavior has been from for the front office for three decades. These guys get together in NFL owners meetings. They share ideas, you know, and they're behind the curve by 5 to 10 years, no doubt, in as far as the meta of team building for a championship. But I bet those old guys got together and said, yeah, you know, that idea of how Big Ben won a Super Bowl in 2005 and 2007 or 2010 or something like that, or the Packers in 2010, right? We were in a wild card era where this thing worked. Guys, this isn't working anymore. And in order to, you know, put your best foot forward to a championship, you gotta borrow assets from different years and stack them together in a 1 or 2 year window and then truly go for it. And then when you're not there, you take a half step back. We've never seen the Cowboys say, we're taking a half step back this year to hopefully improve ourselves.
No.
I think this is the gambler being back. This is Jerry saying, wow, this is a big chip to throw on the table in hopes that it's going to bring us closer to a championship in the future.
If that was the case, then you don't put Kenny Clark in the deal as a win now veteran who's probably going to be here for one season.
Yeah.
You get a young player that could take you into the future or just another draft pick to help actually restart this. If this was something that they did at the beginning of the offseason, you would say, okay, you made that decision.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
That wasn't the case. Micah forced Jerry's hand.
Yeah, Jerry got upset. Like that's like I would love this to be the case.
Well, Jerry,
they were just
going
to pay him.
I think in this theoretical scenario, you know, maybe Schottenheimer is talking about this. Guys, we can't continue to just try to make the playoffs every year and think we're ever going to get there. Next year, our defense is going to be unphysical and suck against the run again. And again the next year, like we don't have the resources. The only way we get the resources is if we take them from somewhere else. And Jerry didn't want to go there because Micah Parsons is a star and he never trades stars. Mm-hmm. But the emotion of this week got him to agree with other people in the organization that did want to make that philosophical shift.
I could buy the shoddy angle of that 100%. But from Jerry and Steven's perspective, like they were ready to write that check. And if Micah doesn't end up saying, oh, no, I need to get my agent involved in restarting the negotiations, which is what triggers Jerry to be ticked off now and feel burned. This never happens.
Yeah, they were doing revisionist history and gaslighting about, you know, Kenny Clark and how everything's developed over the last 6 months. Todd Archer really had a nice Q&A with him where he kind of got him. Like, if you've been thinking about this since March, why wasn't this on the table around the draft? Okay, we got the top 10 coming up, the G-Bag of the Day champion replay as well. Well, Chuck, where are you taking us?
National College Colors Day, the top 10 uniforms in all of college football, 877-881-1053. What's your favorite? That's
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Here it is, the GMAC Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Continue to take your reactions at 877-881-1053 to the Micah Parsons trade. What else needs to be said about this story? We got Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up in about 15 minutes. G-Bag of the Day champ here in a sec, then Wolchuk's top 10. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Yeah. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. We play the champ right about here. Day number four for this champion audio. We go to the other side of the pond where this man was assaulted right in front of his son. Pow! Smack right in his face because he was confronting his Jamaican neighbor about the phrase, suck your mother! Suck your mother! Lucky he ain't call him a chi-chi man. That's funny, too. Here we go.
Hold on, quickly. Has anybody been injured?
Yes, he hit me. He hit on my face.
Where?
In front of my son. And he said I have to suck my mother.
Okay, well, saying suck your mother is not...
No, for me, it's not a good thing. So I'm asking him if you did something with your mother or not. Did you do something like this?
That's irrelevant.
Is that what you like to do, huh? What a cut. And at 5:30, see if they can make it, what, four? We looking for four here or five?
Yeah, four. Day four, going for five.
Look at that, the doorstep of greatness.
And this one, they were supposed to win. This was an extra, bro. This was a throw-in.
It just hits so funny, dude. It's not a very good thing.
Yeah.
Here's Wolchuk with your top 10 at 220.
Oh, it's so good. National School Colors Day, 877-881-1053. What are the best uniforms in all of college football? Had our first upset yesterday. South Florida just spanking Boise State, 34-7. No Ashton Gentry, no dubs for you, Boise State Broncos. Man.
Bad night at the office.
Not good. And how about this? An unlikely union. Barry Switzer texting.
It's my guy.
Archie Manning. Oh, my gosh, Barry. He said, Archie, I never thought there would be a day coming that I would be pulling for the University of Texas. Archie replied, R.C. Slocum texted me. So we got an Aggie and a Sooner pulling for the Horns. I am honored to have great friends. So OU and A&M coaching legends, Barry Switzer and R.C. Slocum pulling for the Horns to knock off the Buckeyes tomorrow at Ohio State. And in Lee Corso's final game day, big noon kickoff on Fox. They're also going to simulcast. They're going to air the final headgear pick where he's going to put on either the Buckeye or the Longhorn. And then you also will have a Tom Rinaldi Lee Corso send off as part of the package.
Did I see this right that Lee Corso was flying like on Southwest?
Yeah, and they gave him like a standing ovation at the terminal or whatever.
Like Kurt couldn't swing by.
Damn, you shaking Southwest like that?
What's that?
Shade and Southwest?
No, I'm just...
Like, the should Lee Corso be flying commercial at this point? Like, should he not have, like, for his farewell send-off, should he have been on the plane with the dog? I mean, Kirk Herbstreit's dog is flying in a better...
You don't like Lee Corso on Group 3? You don't like that?
Actually, Lee Corso would probably be boarding before me in one of those chairs is what he would probably be doing.
Hey, if he was smart, it is fair.
If he was smart, all the smart people do that ahead of me.
It's probably one of those deals where you book your own travel out of the compensation, and he's going budget. You know, he's old school like
that.
Get
the miles.
Probably from the greatest generation lived through the Depression.
You figure his last game, they'd go pick him up.
Like, I would, yes.
Like Kurt, yeah. Like Kurt's got that wheels up deal where he's flying every Thursday and then flying to his kid's high school game and then flying back. And, you know, so you figured he'd just kind of swing by and
that
pick
is
him
weird,
up.
Because Kirk said they went to dinner and everything last night together, and he's got a big lunch today planned with old friends. I guess
I think he's Nashville or Cincinnati. Where's he? I don't know. He's one of those places. He used to live in Columbus until they ran him out of town.
They ran him out of town?
Yeah. A lot of hate.
They said, get the hell out of here. Yeah, you've gone too big time for us.
A lot of hate.
Picked Michigan too many times.
Yeah, a lot of hate.
Man, and bad news for the Tigers. Now, which one you ask, Brian? It's your LSU Tigers. Starting safety, suspended, A.J. Halsey.
Sure he is.
Going to miss the first half of the Clemson game for an ejection. Dating back to 2024, we're doing that. We're carrying over from a previous season for the first half ejections. This is ridiculous. Let them start clean. Clean slate.
Sound like a Tigers fan. Sound like a guy that's got LSU.
Do I have LSU plus four? I might, Eric.
Is it plus four?
I got him at plus four.
You at plus four?
I don't know if the line's moved. I know there was a ton of money coming in for Texas, so that line might have moved a little bit. Texas is getting backed big time by Vegas right now. The Buckeyes opened as a three-point favorite months ago. Sportsbooks were getting a ton of money in for the Horns. I think there was a $550,000 bet on Texas.
Has Bennett brought us.
Texas is now, in some places, they're a one-point favorite now. So, man, yeah, that line has moved a ton. All right, let's get into the top 10 here. Top 10 best uniforms in all of college football. 877-881-1053, 803, the Tar Heels. They've got iconic colors and uniform schemes.
That is a pretty one.
Do love them. I do, especially for basketball. They're outstanding. The new SMU jerseys.
Were they hot before Jordan?
No. I mean...
Now, I'll tell you this, Lucius, if it was...
I shouldn't have answered that. I wasn't alive.
Yeah, you jumped on out there. I didn't know how to respond to it. I just let you hang. Yeah.
We went there.
I was like, well,
I got to say something. There's a microphone in front of me.
Went there in 1984. It was sky blue jerseys, white pants with sky blue stripes down the with the white numbers with the black outline on the numbers with the sky blue helmets with the white UNC on the side. I always thought they were really cool. Really cool.
SMU is an honorable mention, and SMU's uniforms, nice. Especially the new ones with the D on the helmet for down. Yeah. Those things are sick.
They've done some cool stuff with the fonts and the whole thing. I think they pulled it together well. I was actually going to say SMU because I think they do have a real classy look.
They do. Yeah. I like SMU's. 214, the purple and gold. I'm assuming that's for LSU. Getting texted in. Alabama, the crimson jerseys and black shoes like they wore in 92 when they beat Ray Lewis and Dwayne Johnson's Miami squad. Mm.
Yeah, it's real hard to break into like the long time looks that are just, I mean, Bama and Penn State, and, you know, the Michigan helmet.
If you go long, long, long time, USC is the one for me.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
I mean, with no name on the back of the jersey, and I like how they, when they wear the gold pants with the garnet, I guess, top is what it is.
The USC versus UCLA is a great color.
Teams wear home.
Beautiful, yeah.
Both teams get to wear their home uniforms.
It's gorgeous. I do love that. And a good point earlier this morning from Bobby. I mean, that
impossible.
This was a solid nugget.
What do you mean by that?
Three defensive tackles from UCLA on that Cowboys roster.
When you think about stopping the run, you think about
Bruin football.
UCLA, Bruin
Osa
football.
Osa Digizua. Jay Toia, and now our guy, Kenny Clark. Let's go. Georgia's an honorable mention. So is Alabama.
Oh, Georgia, honorable mention?
So is Oklahoma, honorable mention. Mm-hmm. Clemson is on here. Man, North Texas Mean Green came at 15, and it's all because of the blacks.
Yeah.
Those are pretty damn sick.
Those blackouts are pretty sweet.
The rest of our uniforms, all right, no, not going to really fight for us. Oregon, the last honorable mention at 11.
Which
Day
one?
Glow, bro.
Which one?
They're traditional green with the yellow.
Oh, that's the old one. Did you ever see when they wore the ones where they look like ducks? Where they actually look like
yes, with the wings on the with, shoulder
the
pads?
White pant. No, they had white pants with the green body, mm-hmm. and then the socks were orange like feet. Mm. Or like yellow, they like look, feet.
They've got outstanding
they
unis.
Like ducks.
I think some seasons they do a different uniform every week.
Yeah. That used to be the. That's hard the way they recruited. Like you go to Oregon and you can wear a different uniform.
It works, man. It looks fly.
It does look fly.
10 is Boise
Chrome
State.
Chrome helmets from them are good too.
Yeah.
Boise State.
Yeah, with the all blue. That's a pretty sexy look.
Right. That's an honorable mention.
Yeah, it's number 10.
And it matches with the blue turf, so you can't see them that well.
The fact that that's ahead of the Sooners is hilarious to me.
You think so?
Yeah.
I kind of like these Boise State all blues. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fan. 9 is Miami.
Which one?
This is, it looks like their traditional homes with the white pants.
White, is this
orange tops.
The orange tops.
Okay, with the white helmet, then mm-hmm. with the U. Okay, like it.
8. This is a surprise. Now, these are pretty clean-looking unis, but it's the San Diego State Aztecs.
Is that the all-black with
all the... All-black with the red trim.
Yeah, they wear... Their helmets are kind of like fire engine red.
Yeah, it's a darker shade of red.
Is that right?
They
that
do look pretty red? Damn badass.
It pops. It does.
It's pretty cool when you... Like, we played them one year, and they do have...
They're sweet unis. I just wouldn't have ever thought San Diego State. Yeah,
live. They look good.
7 is the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame.
Yes!
When they wear the
old helmets, bro.
They're classic.
Green jerseys?
Yeah. I like the blue. These I like the blue jerseys. Yeah, yes, sir.
Blue.
Yeah.
With the gold pants?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those gold helmets are just...
They're classic.
Beautiful.
Really undeniable.
Especially now, like, they really... Put some sauce on them.
They are shiny.
Yeah.
They glisten. 6 is Mizzou. With the black pants, the yellow tops, and the black numbers. And that helmet's pretty sick.
Yeah. Over Notre Dame.
Over Notre Dame.
This is a different criteria, I feel.
Yahoo Sports.
Okay.
Top 5, number 5 is Texas. Texas Longhorns. This is just the
it's classic. It's cool. I get it.
White pants with the burnt orange top.
The helmets are sweet.
It's
the helmet. Yeah. It's the helmet.
Does Texas ever rock an all black with the orange on?
Never.
No. They have the practice. Like, I think the quarterbacks
wear the blacks.
And we've always seen the mock-ups of like, man, Texas needs
that
to
would be
have.
It's either all white or all black orange tops and white pants. Yeah.
Everybody should. Any school that reps an all black uni does not look bad. They all look good.
Consistently, yeah. Yeah, it seems like a no brainer, but I guess it's just it's the tradition, the tradition of it all.
I get it.
I like Oklahoma State's matte gray.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it has an orange in there with that matte gray. I like that.
Oklahoma State, they do have some nice
They do a lot of different uniform combinations.
They do. They'll mix and match on you. They've got some awesome all black ones, too, with the orange. Number 4 is Ohio State.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, those helmets, too, man. When you get all the
pretty classic
Buckeyes.
The Buckeyes on there, by the end of the season, if you've been actually an awesome player, it looks sick.
Yeah.
3 is Michigan. Maize and blue.
You guys like the Michigan helmets? Goated. Yeah, the Michigan helmets are sweet.
Yeah.
I like Delaware's better.
2. Aren't they the same?
It's the same helmet.
Yeah.
Just like a slightly different shade of
it's
color.
It's just a different color. The blue hens. Yeah.
2 is Florida State, and that just got texted in from the 214. Where
that's
my Florida State?
That's the Garnet. That's the Garnet.
Dude, FSUs are... Yeah, those are sick.
Yeah.
But number 1, best jersey in
LSU.
The game, according to Yahoo Sports.
Damn right, it's LSU.
It is LSU.
Stop.
Damn right it
really?
Is.
It is LSU.
Damn right it is.
With classy. Purple and gold.
Yeah,
is it the purple jersey?
It is.
No.
It's the purple jersey with the gold pants.
Oh, we never wear those.
The purple jersey
never.
With the gold pants.
No,
I guess they wore them against UCLA. That's where this picture's from.
Yeah, but it's usually traditionally the white jersey, gold pants, gold helmet.
Is that because of the heat?
A lot of it was the heat, yeah. Used to wear mesh. You had these mesh jerseys that we wore that were... like all white, man. It is a sweet
with the super huge shoulder pads.
Oh yeah, even the quarterbacks had super huge shoulder pads. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite things about the Netflix documentary, seeing all the old school shoulder pads and the helmets and everybody's actually wearing thigh pads and knee pads.
You'll see a cool combination with LSU at Clemson because LSU will be wearing white and Clemson's uniforms will be with the orange and. Florida University has good uniforms, too, by the way.
Florida versus LSU is another one that I think is a great color clash.
Florida's got some good-looking suits.
Yeah, they do.
Good call. Well, thank you. Well, Chuck, top 10 is in the books, and happy college football, everybody. Chief, what are we doing next?
Yes, that's a big dub, is it not? 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next right here on the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever ever been. Call 972-GO-MINCE-T today or visit MinceTClinic.com. That's MinceTClinic.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan.
All right, let's jump in here. We're going to go to Brian Schottenheimer at the press conference in Frisco.
DBs that we've added, you know, this is something you guys know all the time. It's a 365 day a year, but to get, you know, Triquez, Bridges, and Reddy Stewart, guys that, you know, we were excited about, to get Trevor Keegan, you know, at the end of the day, we're about trying to upgrade the roster any chance we get.
And then did you address the trade with the players today?
Yeah, I did. You know, and again, what I told the players, it wasn't just about Micah. I said, this has been a tough weekend for a lot of guys. There's players that we had to cut that I had to sit down and, you know, tell them, hey, you know, we're going to waive you, and here's why, and this is what, you know, we're excited about with you, and here's areas that you can get better at. And then we were fortunate to get almost all those guys back. But I just said that at the end of the day, you know, this business is, it's about that. It's about having hard conversations, and I felt very comfortable with the message to the team today.
You mentioned the picks and then what it could be in the future. What does this do for the Cowboys right now?
Well, again, I think, you know, nothing's changed. My goals haven't changed. Our team goals haven't changed. I hit the players on that today after I talked about, you know, just the tough couple days, you know, for all the guys. And it doesn't change. You know, the standard is the standard. I said that. We, with all the new pieces and people we had in there, I needed to hit the goal, you know, which is to win a world championship. I needed to hit that. We also want to build one of the greatest professional sports cultures in the world. And that's part of the deal. When you add new pieces, you have to make sure they understand your vision. They have to understand your culture. They have to understand the way we view this game. And I think that's something we take a lot of pride in.
John Machado with The Athletic, where were you at, and just what was your initial reaction when you see that this actually is happening?
I got a call from Jerry Steven, and once I got the call from them, you know, what I wanted to do was reach out to our players, you know, and so I reached out to, I'd say, I don't know how many it was, a bunch of the leaders, and just, yeah, I wanted them to hear my voice. You know, you never know how guys are going to take, you know, the news like that. But I thought it was important for them to know two things. You know, me, I'm a connection guy. I'm not afraid to have hard conversations. And so, you know, I talked to, I would say, 12 to 14 guys, and had some real candid conversations that I thought was very good. And again, at the end of the day, it's one of those things that some people might shy away from wanting to do that, but I just felt very strongly that these guys needed to hear my voice.
When we were out of training camp, it was pretty obvious that the edge rusher group might be your guys' deepest position. How much did that factor into this?
That was a big part of it. I think, you know, you're always looking at different areas, and, you know, when you look at the guys that we have that can create, you know, pass rush, Dante and Sam, certainly drafting a guy like Donovan. James Houston's a guy that's come out of nowhere, you know, that, you know, we found on the streets. And Marshawn Nealon, you know, there's guys that we have that play inside that can play outside. So it was part of the decision. But, you know, this was not something that we just, you know, stumbled upon and said, yeah, let's do this. It was well thought out. It was a lot of conversations about it. And then, again, at the end of the day, you know, you got to make sure that it works.
Yeah. Nick Harris, four-star Telegram. How much of the timing of this was not wanting the cloud of the distraction to push into week one of the season? Because you guys dealt with it all training camps, or questions on it. How much of the timing associated with it was getting it done for the season?
You know, Nick, when you talk about trades and stuff, it takes multiple people to get these things done. And, again, we didn't have a timeline. You know, it's just when you make a deal, you make a deal. And we were able to make a deal. And you know, a positive thing about it is we're into a regular 7-day cycle with Philadelphia, and it's one of those things that now we get to focus on Philly.
What has the overall team reaction been, and namely Trayvon Diggs, since he was super close to Michael?
Yeah, again, you know, you'd have to ask the guys. Like I said, the real conversations I had with the guys last night, Trayvon was one of the guys I called. Obviously, he and Mike are very close, and he and I had really good conversation. And, again, I'm not going to share that with you guys, but he appreciated the phone call. And, again, not everybody feels like they have to do that as a head coach, but I do feel like, you know, those guys, I wanted them to have a chance to talk to me. And I said, you guys can say anything you want to me. Here's kind of why we made the decision. Here's what went into it. And, again, those conversations were powerful, but also will stay, you know, between me and them.
And lastly, a big part of the deal is that it opens up a lot of cap space for you guys. You'll have the second most in the league right now. Do you anticipate using that cap space?
At some point, I would think, yes, we will. You know, I laugh about that. But, yeah, look, you know, we're in the business of making moves. We're in the business of trying to upgrade the roster every time we get a chance to. And we're glued in on the waiver wire. Will and those guys do an awesome job. And like I've said from the very beginning, the communication between myself and Steven and Jerry and Will and those guys is terrific, and they do an incredible job of, you know, just making it easy for us to turn on the film and look at certain guys that have traits like Triquez and Reddy Stewart that is like, okay, yeah, let's turn the film on and see what we think.
Tommy Arsh, DallasCowboys.com. Brian, some of the defensive ends in the locker room were saying that Micah texted the group chat last night. Have you talked to him since it happened? Did you exchange any sort of communications?
I saw Micah yesterday, but I have not. But that doesn't surprise me. You know, Mike is part of our family. You know, that doesn't change. When you leave the team, it doesn't. Zach Martin's still part of the family, you know. It doesn't change. And it makes me happy that, you know, those guys are still going to be close. Shoot, we see them here in a couple weeks, right? And it's like, you know, that'll be one that it'll be a ball. But, like, that's what I want. Because what that means, Tommy, is that we are building the right type of culture where, hey, Mike is going on to Green Bay, but he's still part of the family here. And, again, great memories with him and the guys in that locker room.
And then with Kenny, you mentioned this being a game week. What's kind of the plan for him this week, and then how much do you anticipate him playing on Thursday?
Yeah, again, I think, you know, he does have some he's been, you know, playing in similar systems and has some exposure to Flus's system. He's a pro. He'll have no problem getting up to speed, so you should expect to see him out there.
Scala.
Skyler Hicks with the AP. This seems like a less than ideal way to kick off your head coaching career, losing perhaps your best player a week before the season. You talked about feeling the need to reach out to the players. How do you sort of put a happy face on this for yourself?
I mean, again, we've got lots of really good players. And, again, you know, I'm never going to change who I am. I understand what we've been tasked with from the minute I took this job. We're the Dallas Cowboys. I'm the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. And I stared right down the barrel of the gun and said, "Hey, I want to win a Super Bowl." And so that doesn't change. You know, you work and you get excited about the pieces that we've added. Again, it's been really cool to see the guys, you know, wrap their arms around Kenny and, you know, some of the other guys that we've brought in, because again, that's what's going to get us through the tough points in the season, whatever those look like. You know, it's going to be that the culture that we've created. And again, I don't sit around and think about, oh, this is my first year as a head coach. This is part of the business, and I'm comfortable with that.
Garrett.
Garrett Podell, CBS Sports. Brian, what would you say to people who question, how does this bring the Cowboys closer to that goal-winning world championship, trading away someone who had 12 sacks in the last 4 years?
Yeah, I would say Mike is an incredible player. Nobody disputes that. He's a great player, but this is the ultimate team game. You know, it's the ultimate team game, and, you know, we're not going to win a championship with just one person. You know, it's going to take variations of the 69 guys plus that we have on this roster, and injuries are a big part of this, and we've built our depth up, and we've done those things. But, you know, those would be the things that I would say is that, again, at the end of the day, this is the greatest team sport in the world, and to do that, you have to have pieces in place, and I think we have a lot of really good players in place.
Just quickly, how do you feel Kenny Clark fits into what Matt Eberflus wants to do, that kind of attack front style?
Yeah, I think it's a great fit, Garrett. I think, you know, when you look at this guy, the way he plays the game, the way he, you know, comes off the ball north and south, his hands are incredibly violent. This is a guy, I go back to my days in Seattle playing against this guy, and it was like, I mean, he's just an all-day battle matchup. You know, he's battle-hardened. But wow, just incredible young man. And I think he is really excited about the opportunity to be a Dallas Cowboy, and I'm excited to get a chance. I have not met his wife and his two young daughters, but can't wait to meet them.
Joe.
Joe White, Dallas Morning News. You talked about the communication and the player acquisition all year long. In this case in particular, how much communication and what was kind of the overdrive with Kenny specifically in terms of saying, hey, that's a guy that we would like as a coaching staff?
Yeah, again, you know, you guys have been around for a while. And again, when you want to stop the run, it's really important to have the pieces to do that. And so this is a guy that, having competed against him, was a huge piece of this puzzle. Like, quite honestly, if Kenny Clark's not in this deal, it may or may not happen. But, yeah, I've played against this guy, you know, Joe, for so many matchups, and he's just so disruptive in there. And I think in this front, with what he can do, with the depth that we have, with him and Osa in there, a couple UCLA Bruins, I think that gets me really, really excited. And again, it's really hard when you're standing on the sidelines and you're like, oh man, hey, you know, they're chipping away at us in the running game. And you guys have talked about that. You have to be, you know, strong up the middle. And that was an area that we felt very strongly about, that we wanted to get better at.
And player leadership is obviously a huge part of culture. When something like this happens, how much do you rely on a guy like Dak Prescott, who obviously is a big leader in there?
Yeah, of course. You know, Dak was one of the guys that I called when this happened, along with, again, 12 or 14 other guys. And, again, there's the leaders of this team and the players that I spoke to appreciated me taking the time to call them. And I appreciated being able to have these real conversations with them. And I think that's part of how you move forward, is you have conversations. And, again, a lot of coaches probably don't feel that way. But I thought it was very important that once this happened, that they heard it from me. A lot of them had heard it broke, you know, pretty quick, which it does nowadays. But you still get on the phone and you say, yo, what's up? It's Shoddy. Got a few minutes. And you visit.
Todd.
Obvious of The Athletic. Brian, you talked about the conversations with players. What have your conversations been like with Matt Eberflus, where, you know, would he like to have a talented player like Mike? I'm sure he would, but, you know, just going and having a player like Kenny then and plugging him in, and just how he goes about scheming.
Yeah, I mean, Flus's ability to be multiple and do different things. He's excited about Kenny and what Kenny can bring to this defense. And, you know, when Flus's defenses have been at their best, they've been just dominant against the run. And, you know, there's certainly ways that you can, you know, use your multiple pieces to change fronts and things like that. I'll go back to the seven iron comment. You know, we haven't even begun to touch on the different matchups and personnel uses that we can use on a given day. But Flus is excited. He's looking forward to Kenny. He's same thing. He's a guy he's admired. And when you got a piece like that that can be as dominant inside, it helps make everybody around him better.
In that room now, what kind of role does Dante Fowler take in a room that's pretty young with a lot of potential, but you know doesn't have that veteran, production?
Well, so I appreciate you asking about Dante. Dante was one of the players I called, and Dante's grown up so much, and he is a leader. And I think, you know, when I was first around Dante a couple of years ago, he didn't say much. But, like, he speaks up in the meetings when we make it interactive and I ask questions about opinions of different things, about messaging and stuff like that. Dante, it's so cool for me because I see him growing into one of those guys that he wants to share. He wants to give back to some of the younger guys. So, absolutely, that's a guy that has already been stepping up and will step up, you know, continually in this role.
Babe.
Hey, Baltimore, 105.8 for the fan. You're obviously in the first year of your contract. If you're in a situation similar to what Mike McCarthy was in the last year of his contract, would your thought process have been different?
I think we're all on one-year contracts in this business, babe. I mean, I really do. I mean, you do? Hey. Mine's a little more than that, but I mean, it's just, I really think, you know, at the end of the day, we're going to be judged on wins and losses. And again, you know, when you grow up in this business and you see the things that you see, whether it's Frank Reich after a year or some of the one and dones, and like, doesn't scare me, doesn't startle me, you know, it's the business. And if you're good at what you do and you know how to capture your players and get them pulling in the same direction, which I think we're going to do a great job of. I think we expect to have great success this year.
Yeah.
Jeff Gold with Fox 4. Shadi, obviously, you know, you're trying to invoke positivity, you know, on these calls with the players. Do you acknowledge this as adversity, though?
I don't think so. I mean, again, you know, like you have two ways to look at it. And again, this was a unanimous decision. Like when we talked about it, this was unanimous from top to bottom. And again, when you look at it, there's going to be adversity. I don't see this as adversity. I think that, again, guys will step up. Guys will really do a great job of, again, bringing these new pieces into the locker room and the culture and get them up to speed. It was cool for some of me just looking over during practice today and seeing Kenny talking to Dante Fowler and Donovan Ezeraku. And, you know, it kind of – that's what you want. You know, these guys aren't all standing off by themselves going, oh, you know, what's going on? Like, no, it's not what you do in this business. You know, you could lose players for different reasons in this game. We all know that. You guys retire, guys get injured. There's different ways you lose players. And so, no, I mean, I think that there's a, you know, a chance for us to grow as a football team.
You got the call from Jerry about the trade. What was his main message to you about the move?
Really, the biggest thing was just that it had been agreed upon and it was done. And, you know, again, like I said, we had been in conversation about it. And so that's immediately when I knew it was time for me to pick up the phone and reach out to some of our leaders.
Nick.
You've talked about wanting to have the right guys in here. You want to build an elite culture. Did culture play any sort of role in making this decision?
No. Micah and I have, I mean, we've, everything I've ever asked Micah to do, I mean, Micah, you know, has been awesome. And Mike and I have had some real conversations going back to last week. You guys asked me about, you know, after the preseason game. You know, so the answer to that is no.
What would you have to replace from him as a leader?
Again, you know, I think, you know, the biggest thing would be some of the young guys are going to have to step up. You know, Donovan knows that. I think I had a chance to talk to Donovan this morning. And, you know, again, leadership, we're strong on leadership. I really do believe that. We're strong on leadership in this locker room, and adding a guy like Kenny Clark doesn't do anything to diminish that. It actually helps that tremendously, and that's one of the reasons that, again, when you look at this, you say, okay, Kenny's going to be a big piece of what we're trying to do because he plays the game the right way. He's kind of – I know you guys had a chance to talk to him. He's not overly vocal, but, man, the way he plays the game, the play style, it jumps off the film at you, Nick.
Kyler.
adding Kenny changes the depth chart a little bit as it relates to Mozzie. We've asked you a little bit about him this preseason. Do you feel the need to sort of communicate with Mozzie and kind of keep him engaged and make sure he's sort of still there?
Were you in my office on Wednesday? Whatever day it was. No, I brought Mozzie up and spoke to Mozzie. And why? Talked about Mozzie with his consistency. And he knows that. And, again, he understands. I believe in Mozzie. I do. I believe in Mozzie. I believe that we will get the most out of Mozzie Smith. But I also made it very clear to him that, hey, it's got nothing to do with you being a first-round draft pick. It's that, hey, we know how capable you are of playing to a certain level, and how can we help you do that? So it was a very, very good conversation. But it's funny you asked that because that was a real conversation.
Nick.
Coach Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com. Micah was a guy he rushed from left side, right side, sometimes in the middle. Not to give away what you're doing, but do you have guys that you feel that can kind of move around and be flexible like that?
Yeah, and we're going to be multiple. We're going to move guys around. I think I talked a little bit about some of the guys that play inside that have gone outside and vice versa. But I'm certainly not going to, like you said, give away the advantages. But, yes, I feel very comfortable that we're going to move the pieces around. And we'll always be looking for matchups. I think that's what Flus and A-Dub, White Cotton, when I say A-Dub, you guys know that. But they're so good at is finding matchups and the type of rusher versus a certain guard or a certain tackle. Those things are really, really important.
Ed Warder, WFAA. You said that this was a unanimous decision of the front office and the coaching staff. That doesn't necessarily mean there isn't conversation and concerns expressed along the way. Were there people who needed convincing that this was the right thing, or was it obvious to all involved that there was the benefit outweighed the risk?
No, I think the conversations were always great, back and forth. Again, I'm not going to get into the different things that we talked about, but there'd be sometimes you'd say something or someone would say something and it was great, feedback. Well, okay, what about this and what about that? And sometimes when we would have those conversations, it would generate other thoughts. But again, at the end of the day, it was a unanimous decision. And again, I wish Micah nothing but the best. And I really do look forward to seeing him before the game against Green Bay, but maybe not on the field.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tee Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit mensteeclinic.com. That's mensteeclinic.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.